I looked over at Janny, Damon, and Nana. They smiled my way, but then Janny started to cry. I had to look back at Ben, or I thought I might lose it too. I noticed that even Judge Mayfield had looked over at the kids, and that she seemed concerned. "I love my children more than anything in the world," I said. "But our family isn't complete without little Alex, or Ali, as he likes to be called. He's part of us. We all love him dearly. We couldn't leave him for 6 months, or 6 minutes." Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Nana nodding, and she looked infinitely wiser than Judge Mayfield in her high chair and black robes, especially when it came to raising kids. "Please go on, Alex," Ben said quietly. "You're doing very well. Go on." "If I had my wish, Christine never would have left Washington. Ali deserves to have us both around. But if he can't have that, then he should be with as much of his family as possible. I don't think he's bad off here in Seattle, but this is supposed to be about what's best for him. And as I said, I don't know what this is worth, but I love him so much. He's my buddy. He has my heart." And then I did tear up, and definitely not for effect or the benefit of the judge. Testimony continued through the afternoon and for much of the next morning, and it was brutal at times. After closing arguments from the lawyers, we waited out in the courthouse hallway while Judge Mayfield considered her next move.
"You were great, Daddy."
Janny held my forearm and nuzzled my shoulder with her head.
"You are great. We're going to get Alex back. I can feel it."
I put my free arm around her shoulder.